Welcome back. I am Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today I want to talk about what makes us human and why we need to define that and why we need to explore that more than ever for the purposes of counter AI and counter quantum. So it's going to be a little bit nerdy and a little bit philosophical. So stick around. This should be a fun discussion. As always, let me know what you think. You can put your thoughts, comments, ideas, questions here in the comments or wherever you find me on the socials, and let me know what else you want me to address. So what makes us human? This is a really fascinating question. And we're being forced to examine this question more and more because of the rise of quantum computing and artificial intelligence. AI, from ChatGPT, all the different systems out there. A personal one that I really like is ilikeyou.com because it gives you access to all of them. They should be sponsoring this video, but whatever, it's great. You.com, hey, hit me up. Love it. You've got all these different AI models. They can write text. They can create imagery. They can make movies and video. Amazing how far this technology has come when for decades it went just about nowhere, but boy, did it pop off recently. So it's really amazing. Now, prior to AI becoming as capable as it is at the moment, you also had an issue of bots all over the internet. Bots creating accounts, bots replying to your posts, right? Combine that now with AI, and it's still, like, you can still tell that they're bots, but it's getting better. It's getting harder and harder to tell. Give it another couple of years, you will not be able to tell. Deep fakes created by AI can make you look like you said anything, did anything. Amazing. Terrifying. Mostly terrifying. Any capability is neither good nor evil, it's what you do with it. But when you have a capability as incredibly amazing as AI, and I'm thinking not just where it is now, but where it's going to be in 5 or 10 years, that's what I'm thinking about. You're going to need to have an equal capability for counter AI. The ability to know what was AI generated and what was human generated. Am I talking to an AI or am I talking to a human? Are you a real person? Proof of personhood. These are wonderful phrases that have only come up in the last few years. Proof of personhood. Proof of liveness. Are you a live human? I think it's fascinating that we're even asking that question right now. Are you a human and are you alive? Wow. The blend of the technology answer to that question and the philosophical answer to that question is very, very interesting to me. So let's go a little deeper into this. And counter quantum, just to address that real quick. Quantum computing is simply what gives you the capability to compute at magnificent speed. So that means that your passwords, you know, SHA-256 will be broken first and foremost. That's what I would use it for. That's the first thing I would use a quantum computer for, would be to break SHA-256 and just pretty much get in everywhere. But that's just me. And if I can think of that, then I'm absolutely certain people with much more nefarious intent than I have thought of that as well. So we need to be able to have capabilities to counter quantum computing and counter AI so that as these technologies emerge, because they will, this is happening, it's already out here and you already see the speed at which it is evolving, we're going to need in equal measure to be able to work against them, identify them, shut them down, etc. And that's what counter quantum and counter AI is. And it pushes us to ask the bigger question. How do I know if I'm talking to a human? Well, things like watermarks and having people, well, if you build an AI and you build a bot and maybe it looks human, maybe I'm on a video or audio and it looks human or it sounds human, you know, we promise to watermark it so that you know you're talking to an AI. Not everybody's going to do that. Oh, we promise. Sure you do. Maybe I'm just massively untrusting, which, all right, I am. But I don't trust them. Suppose you don't trust them to watermark the AI so that you know it's an AI, not a human. Let's start there. What is it to be human? What are the characteristics of a human being that an AI could never replicate? And I've got a couple of ideas for you, and I'm hoping that you'll put in the comments some more ideas. And let's get this conversation going. So, my first idea is probably the simplest, although it's not simple, but it's the simplest. And that is, human beings are organic. We have organic bodies. We have organic nervous systems. There is a certain amount of natural chaos built into our brains and our bodies. When you write your name, you never do it exactly the same way twice. When you draw a picture, you never do it exactly, and I mean exactly, the same way twice. When, you know, there's slight variations, right? Why do we have to pay so much attention to ergonomics in your workout or when you're weightlifting? Why? Because, like, when you lift that weight, there are variations, and it depends on a lot of things. As you're aging, what kind of sleep did you get last night? What did you eat this morning? What's going on in your mind? So many variables lead to all these little variations in the evolution of not just how you write your name, how you sign something, but how you would draw a picture. And that's just the organic nature of your hand, right? And the coordination of your fine motor skills. And the organic nature of those fine motor skills is a huge differentiator that I believe can be used to identify you as human specifically. And not just as a human, but as the human you are. Because I believe that there's a certain fingerprint in there of what your variations look like, what the organic noise and your fine motor skills, I believe, may be unique to you in the way those variations evolve over time. That I think an AI would have an extraordinarily hard time copying for a while. And I believe that so much that I have a patent pending about that. So the organic nature, and so that's just hands, that's just fine motor skills with drawing something or writing something. I believe that maybe micro expressions, maybe facial expressions can prove that you're human. I'm not convinced that they can prove you are you. But the way that we move our bodies, like, what's the first thing that most people notice about an AI? And if, like, they'll be like, that video looks, that looks AI. Something's not right, you know? And one of the things they'll say to look for is look for the reflection of light in the eyes. Do you see it? Do you see that light right there being reflected? They used to miss that a lot in AI-generated video, but they're getting a lot better. And they started to include the reflection of the light in the eyes. So, you know, you can't count on that anymore. So maybe body movement, hands. Hands have been very, very difficult for AI to replicate well. I'm not sure why, but we move our hands a lot. So the movement of hands, what the fingers look like when you close them around like that, for now is a great way to pinpoint an AI. Look for the hands. If you can't see any hands, why are they hiding the hands? Could be an AI. Next thing you know, show me your hands will be the proof that you're a human. These are my hands. So those are kind of things that you can look for, things about the organic body that are going to come through. Evolution in the texture of skin over time could be another one. But let's get to the fun philosophy part of what makes us human. Let's go into the mind. What makes us human? There's two things I can think of. And tell me what else you can think of. The first thing I can think of is how we go through these psychological stages. Every minute of every day, every human being on this planet is in one of 11 psychological stages, depending on how we identify ourselves. We either are identified with an experience we just had, or with our needs, with our belief systems. You know, we might be in live and let live. We might be questioning everything. We might be identified with our purpose. We might be focused on consciousness. That is absolutely human. To replicate that with an AI, you would have to program the triggers for that's a very, very complex programming. Program all the triggers for what moves people into those different psychological stages, and what moves them further through them, what progresses them and what regresses them. And that AI's personality would have to reflect that concept of psychological and emotional identity. And they would say, oh yeah, they have identity. No, they don't. That's why they feel hollow. That's why they feel like they have no soul. And that's something else that would have to be addressed, right? This feeling of when you look at an AI generated image or video, it feels like it has no soul. So that could be another thing. And the last one I want to share with you is suffering. Yeah. Suffering. And I've seen this played with in a couple of spaces, right? Ask it the last time that it suffered. Computers don't suffer. Now, you could create an AI, sort of a chatbot, with made-up stories, a made-up persona, a made-up history that included some suffering. But could it recreate the proper vibe? Could it recreate the pain in a convincing way? I don't know. Or is suffering unique enough to our humanity to act as a test, at least for a while, until the AIs learn how to copy that too? Could we use that for a while? Would that get us a few years of security? I think ultimately the organic nature of our bodies and our fine motor control will be the key to getting us maybe 10 years, maybe 15 at the most. But maybe we could get a good 10 years out of it. But then we're going to have to get even more sophisticated. So in summary, my point is, as AI comes along, as quantum comes along with it, which just speeds it up and gives it a lot more capability, we need counter quantum and counter AI methodologies to understand when we are speaking with a human, when we are interacting with a human, whether that's in text or audio or video, and whether you are the human you say you are. And these are really fascinating things, and it drives us to the question of what makes us human. So what do you think? What makes us human? Let me know. You can put it in the comments here. You can find me on the socials and let me know. Send me your questions, your thoughts, your ideas. And until next time, I'll see you on Chain.